Introducing Elvis Presley.
Built around the fiery personality of Elvis Presley.
Here is an Elvis Presley you've never seen before.
It's Elvis on a love campaign.
It's Elvis, Hawaiian style.
And Elvis takes both sides.
Elvis rocking and socking on the waterfront.
Elvis brings you the vacation of your life.
A different kind of man, Elvis Presley.
It's a new Elvis, one you've never seen before.
Viva Elvis, Viva and Margaret.
Now he crowns his meteoric rise to fame with a fiery burst of dramatic power.
Hey there, everybody, and welcome to this edition of the Starring Elvis Presley podcast. I'm Libby.
And I'm Sheena.
And today we're talking about Kissin' Cousins.
Aww.
It's so cute. Set in East Tennessee in Appalachia. This is Elvis's 14th movie. Mm-hmm. He plays two characters. This is kind of a Parent Trap take on an Elvis movie. So he plays Josh Morgan, who is in the U.S. Army, I believe, and who grew up just south of Big Smoky. You know, he mm-hmm. says, somebody asked him, how far is it? And he said, well, on a clear day, you can see it from the porch. You can see the mountain from my porch.
Yeah.
And then he also plays his cousin, his long-lost distant cousin, Jody Tatum, who wears a blonde wig
for
that
role. Yeah, two Elvises for the price of one.
That's right. So that's why this is such a fan favorite, I think.
Yeah.
So this came out in 1964. It was, it stars Cynthia Pepper, who played the love interest of Jody Tatum, the blonde Elvis, who was actually an Elvis Week guest a few years ago,
right.
And also came for the opening of the guest house at Graceland.
Right.
There are a lot of really cool moments. Did you have any favorite moments watching this?
You know, I like the music. I thought that was, we had a lot of really cute songs in this. I kind of kept being interested in that big dance scene there at the end because...
Oh, yeah, they did such a good job.
Yeah, and it was very well choreographed, but I kept waiting for, like, some clogging to bust out. As a clogger. I was like, this is a great clogging song. Come on, y'all. And they kind of did maybe a little, but not much.
Not enough for Sheena.
No, I always want more clogging in everything ever, basically, so... But, yeah.
That's so funny. Well, so the story of this movie is that, so there's a family, the Tatum family, on Big Smoky Mountain. They don't let any government
Mm-mm.
in.
No.
They're very anti-establishment.
Yeah.
and so much that they shoot at the revenuers, which I'm guessing is IRS back then. And then also on Elvis's troop that comes up there. So the mission is that they're trying to get the Tatum family to lease to the Army this mountain for a missile defense system.
Right.
So it's in the interest of national defense. And the whole cast basically has to convince Pa Tatum
mm-hmm.
to let them lease it for a period of months or years. And it turns out that, you know, it's $500 to $1,000 a month. Pretty good deal.
Yeah.
It
really is.
Yeah. And so in order to convince the family, Elvis recruits the help of his beautiful distant cousins. And in order to kind of sweet talk them and persuade them to be on their side, he takes them to Knoxville, just mm-hmm. a little bit of ways, to kind of buy some things for them. And the Army is going to pick up their tab, which I don't know if that's that realistic, you know, if the Army would just up and buy pretty dresses
yeah.
and swimsuits and lingerie. And
you know, I'm sure they've maybe done weirder things. I don't know. I mean, I just think about like Area 51 and aliens.
Oh gosh.
And stuff. So yeah. Them buying a little bit of, you know, if they're buying some cute clothes for some people, I think, yeah, sure. Why?
Yeah. Put it on the Army's tab. I just love that because I lived in Knoxville for a few years, went to University of Tennessee there. So I love any Knoxville shout out.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, since this does highlight the South,
yeah.
specifically East Tennessee, which y'all is different from West Tennessee.
It is different.
Born and raised in Memphis here, it's a big difference. That's almost like two different states to some.
Yeah, and I'm from Mississippi, and having family over in Alabama, I feel like, and I've traveled a lot to Georgia, you know, every Southern state is kind of different.
Yes.
They all have their own different
Very specific
vibes.
Cultures, yes.
But at the same time, a lot of stuff is true for all of them. I mean, like, none of us eat possum tails.
Y'all. Elvis's captain, I believe, was having a meal at the
yeah.
family household and said, man, this is amazing. This is so good. And then when Ma Tatum was telling him what it is, oh, thanks. That's just possum tail and catfish eyes
yeah.
to give us some crunch and this.
Yeah.
And, you know, they turned him green for that second he has to run outside really quickly. Yes. We do not eat catfish eyes.
I know, yeah.
We do not eat possum tails.
No.
There are plenty of actual Southern specific delicacies that we do eat that we could have highlighted in this film, but
yeah.
But it was more of a caricature than a real. So,
yeah.
But yeah, we were talking about fried frog legs.
Yeah,
fried green tomatoes.
Yeah,
sweet actual tea. Catfish, not catfish eyes.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not like the stuff they put on sushi.
Ew,
no.
But yeah, sweet tea. I don't know. A lot of stuff. Collard greens.
Collard greens. I had some of that last night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My favorite.
Hush puppies.
Mm-hmm. Cornbread.
Cornbread.
Good stuff.
Man, you gotta
I'm
come.
Hungry.
Yeah,
I want to go home to my mama's house and let her cook for me.
Yeah, we'll fry anything.
yeah, just not possum tails. Okay?
Not possum tails. Don't try this at home. Don't
yeah,
try to
exactly.
mimic this movie at home. And I think and y'all, we're not always barefoot too.
Sometimes, but not always.
Sometimes, if you go to a small town Walmart, you might see somebody. barefoot, as Sheena mentioned that she did.
Yeah, but
not that
okay.
you did, that you saw.
Yes.
You were not the barefoot one.
No, not me. No.
You were not the incriminating barefoot. Yeah.
I do enjoy going barefoot, but only in my own home.
Yeah, we don't do it out there. I don't think I saw more than two pairs of shoes in this movie, and they were all Army officers.
Yeah, and
it was like,
Elvis's,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. Nobody, nobody, almost everybody was barefoot in this movie, and I was like, I'm just waiting for the shoes to come in.
But, you know, one thing I did like about this is to me, in watching so many movies and TV shows that take place in the South, almost everybody just gets the Southern accent totally wrong, but it's always so nice to hear Elvis because his is so...
It's genuine.
It's so genuine.
He doesn't have to fake it.
Yeah, I love that. Like, I could listen to him talk all day long because he does have that sort of Southern drawl that just... It works. And,
yeah.
And there's so many people in the movie that you're like, oh, no, stop it.
yeah, absolutely. And I thought that about the music, too, because so much of it was kind of... I don't know if rock... I feel like rockabilly is very, very specific,
mm-hmm.
and I don't want to call it rockabilly if it's not, but that's the vibe I got. That's the connotation, is that
it was... country.
It was country, for sure. And so they didn't have to... they didn't have to fake it, because Elvis has roots in that genre,
mm-hmm.
for sure.
Yeah.
And I know we had a lot of fan reactions and trivia.
Yes, we have both. Which one do we want first?
Trivia.
Okay. this is Elvis's 14th movie. He made it for MGM. It was filmed in October 1963, over 16 days with
his
budget.
That's just crazy. 16
no, that's
days?
Really fast. Yeah, that seems
what?
Very fast to me. With a budget of $800,000. And then it grossed $2.8 million.
Wow.
$2.8 million, let me say that.
Not bad.
Not bad at all. When it premiered March 6, 1964, it reached number 11 on Variety's weekly list of top grossing films. Director Gene Nelson also directed Elvis and Harum Scarum, which we'll be watching in a couple of movies.
Yeah.
He also directed The Donna Reed Show and The Mod Squad. Pamela Austin, who's in this movie, was also in Blue Hawaii. I cannot remember his name now, but he played Elvis's captain. He's the grandpa in
Willy Wonka.
Willy Wonka, or is it Charlie and the Chocolate Factory? No,
I think
Wonka,
it's Willy Wonka with Gene Wilder.
Yes. Which I thought was really cool.
So that's one of my favorite things of watching Elvis movies.
Yeah.
Is trying to identify faces and where they have appeared in other movies and TV shows. And I feel like it's a hidden talent of mine. I feel like I'm really good at it.
Yeah.
But I can't tell you the name. I can just tell you where else I've seen them.
Yeah.
So y'all try to play that game, and maybe you can send us in your favorite cameos.
Yeah, very cool. And actually, kind of in that same vein, one of the 14 girls hired to play the Kitty Hawks was Maureen Reagan, the eldest granddaughter of Ronald Reagan.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and of course, Elvis in this movie, playing twins, one twin has Elvis's dark hair, the other one is blonde, and that's a very close match to Elvis's natural hair color. So if you see him in this movie, you're seeing Elvis... looking the way he would had he not dyed his hair. So I think that's kind of cool.
That's very cool.
Yeah, it's always good to get two Elvises, so.
Yeah.
And you mentioned the country music. The soundtrack was recorded in Nashville to kind of give it that country kind of feel.
See, everything's authentic.
Exactly. Except for those possum tails.
The possum tails. We're going to glide right over that.
Yep. And as far as fan reactions, One of my favorites that I saw on Facebook was Janice mentioned that she saw this at a local drive-in as a teenager. Like, how fun would that be to be
how
a teenager
Americana.
And be into Elvis and go to a drive-in and see Kissing Cousins? Like, that just
love
sounds
it.
Awesome. There were a lot of people, Garrett on Facebook, Craig, who's from the UK, on Twitter, Wendy from Twitter, all said they loved the Smoky Mountain Boy song.
Oh, yeah.
Which was a good one. Let me see. Teresa on Facebook said a lot of laughs in this movie. She liked the Kitty Hawks giving the military guys the wrong directions and sort of the Kitty Hawks just being cool. They were funny. So
they were funny. That was another caricature.
It kind of was. And I've never heard a bunch of women like that described as Kitty Hawks, but hey.
No, we like had to do research on that because we thought, is this like a you know, shout out to some actual... No, it's never been... This is a very unique.
But it's a cute name, though. Kitty Hawks.
Yeah. I mean, it gets the point across. It's pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah.
Y'all, tell us what you think about our next film coming up. It's Viva Las Vegas. We've been waiting for a long time. So you'll have to stay tuned and find out with us whether or not Viva Las Vegas is Elvis's highest grossing film. It's one of the fan favorites. Everyone knows this. When you think about Elvis movies, you think about Viva Las Vegas. But make sure you come and actually see some artifacts we've got from Viva and Kissin' Cousins in the Elvis the Entertainer Career Museum.
It's a very cool museum. It's the world's largest Elvis museum. So if you're an Elvis fan, why wouldn't you want to see
it? You have to see it, yeah.
It includes not just artifacts from his film career, but his music career as well. Just, it celebrates everything he did professionally.
Yes,
so
a gallery of jumpsuits and stage wear.
Yeah.
Floor-to-ceiling sales awards, gold records, platinum records, and of course the three Grammys.
Those, and then also just movie costumes, movie posters,
scripts,
props. Yeah, really cool stuff.
It's really, really cool, and we're going to get some catfish now.
I'm hungry.
Because we're hungry, so make sure when you do come, check out Vernon's Smokehouse.
Right.
To get you some barbecue, some catfish.
Some legit Southern food.
Yes, we do it right here in Memphis.
Yeah, we do.
And definitely here at Graceland. So thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you listen next week for Viva Las Vegas.